This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. A painful loss in her personal life brought Remy Harrington to the realization that she wanted to bring something meaningful to her community on Kalamazoo's east side. That took the form of the Urban Folk Art Exploratory, a grassroots organization that supports art-based social justice. Kalamazoo County's Land Bank program was happy to work with Harrington to help realize her dream at 10 Mills Street. Remy, let's begin at the beginning with a basic what, why, where. First, tell us, what is Urban Folk Art Exploratory?
The Urban Folk Art Exploratory is a nonprofit organization that I founded in 2005. And our mission is to provide a voice to the hip hop community to activate social change through the arts. And so I started this nonprofit. It was birthed out of the relationships that I formed with the kids at the Boys and Girls Club on the south side of Kalamazoo after a significant emotional event. My fiance was killed in a car accident, and I started to teach dance at the Boys and Girls Club, and I felt so inspired by the kids and their families, and it just birthed the life's work of advocacy and systems design work from that experience. And so I definitely understand the concept of making something that, you know, is negative, turning it into something that I'm not going to necessarily say positive, but I don't know. Somehow I'm trying to think through the words, but it feels like there was something that I don't know if advocacy and systems design work and identifying structural oppression is positive, but it's definitely a responsibility. And I'd like to use that word. So from my pain, a responsibility was birthed, you know, and enacted in me, and a social responsibility that was absent from my life prior to that experience happening. And I'm still actively committed to that responsibility.
So something of a legacy. We'll leave it at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And why the hip hop community? What is it about that you wanted to connect this to?
So the hip hop community, I was raised by a beautiful Black mother who was extraordinarily conscious. I understood inherently, even in my early 20s, that Blackness was not synonymous with poverty. And just because my identities, the divine feminine Black woman and all the things that we are and represent, was it was just a huge component of how I was reared, womanism. And so when I started to work at the Boys and Girls Club, what connected me to the kids and the families there was the stories that resonated through hip hop culture and that component of what the Black experience represented for our capacity to connect, our diaspora experience, and the dance, all the different elements of hip hop culture. I was very passionate about it, continue to be. I'm a hip hop head, and I was there to teach dance. And so it was a connector. And I just started to, at that point, and even prior to, just started to make some connections about what the hip hop community, what hip hop meant in the Black community, and what did it reflect and represent as it relates to our sojourn here in America. And I was very proud of it. My mother was a retired military officer and an attorney, and my grandfather was in a segregated military, and his parents were sharecroppers. And my grandfather passed away in 2010 at the age of 89. And so when we talk about historically, who are Black people and what are Black people in America, our stories are, in terms of historical, you know, grievances that we have and the things that we talk about in hip hop culture and how we've responded to what America is and what has occurred as America has continued to evolve and develop. You know, I think Black people are amazing.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And then let's look at where, because that's part of your story too, and actually part of the social change of going into a neighborhood and saving a building that may otherwise have turned to dust. So talk about where this is going to be.
Absolutely. It's in our neighborhoods. It's in, you know, communities that are plagued and riddled with environmental racism, you know, or where there are vacant parcels of property that or improved properties that are functionally obsolete, like the property that we purchased on Mill Street. That was a land bank property. The properties that we have our farm sites on, those were vacant parcels of property that homes were demolished on, you know, so now we're repurposing those properties for neighborhood-based production, food production, worker-owned cooperative education space, a micro-nursery, and creating opportunities and pathways for our people to participate in the food industry ecosystem, redesigning, again, hip-hop, like leveraging, like Nas said in his song, Durex, making something out of nothing is God's work. You get nothing without struggling hard work. That's what I think hip-hop is, making something out of nothing. I think that being resourceful, like with nothing, like making it something, I think that I want to create pathways for people to do that. And that requires us. And so as it relates to social change, another facet of that is that requires us to vocalize, you know, clearly defined processes. Again, I did talk about that, about the clearly defined processes for access. You know, if these properties are vacant in our neighborhoods, why can't they be utilized for, you know, especially if they're land bank properties, why can't they be utilized for us to reimagine industry in all kinds of different ways? You know, where right now they're urban farms, but they could have been anything. You know, I think that I hope that it inspires the community to reimagine all the things that can be. You know, these were just the choices that I made, you know, to create a creative co-working space and a art gallery and a small factory on 10 Mills and three agricultural production sites in the Edison neighborhood on Jackson, Washington, and Mill Street as well.
The membership drive, what does membership get you? How do you get involved?
Yep, it's going to happen on Mill Street on June the 5th, and it's really exciting. There are varying layers of membership. We have a general membership that it goes from $100 general membership all the way up to $125 $125,000 3-year Theory of Change membership, which we want to work with community partners that are institutions that want to look dialectically and do a theory of change about how we can work collaboratively to dismantle systems of injustice within the context of public institutions. And we have a very specific framework about what that looks like. And we want to leverage the supply chain that we've established and the framework that we've established through Zoo City to make that happen. If you look at our website, www.zoocityfood.org, you'll be able to see what the memberships are.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Remy Harrington, the executive director of the Urban Folk Art Exploratory in Kalamazoo. The organization will have a membership drive from 1 to 7 p.m. on June 5th at 10 Mills Street. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.